Hey guys, welcome to All the Things with Shirley Hagel. This is Shirley Hagel. How are you? I hope you're having a good week. I am. You guys, this is my seventh episode and we've hardly talked about hair. So I felt like it would be kind of fun to give you my, like, how I got into doing hair story and just kind of like my career path from the beginning to where I am now. I've been a hairstylist for 14 years and I've had a fun career so far. I was definitely not one of those kids that was cutting their Barbie's hair. I was not the one that was like coloring my friend's hair in the bathroom. I was not the one that was like cutting my own bangs. I actually always thought I had no artistic ability whatsoever until I started doing hair. But I loved getting my hair done. And my mom had a couple of different jobs in and around the hair industry. She worked at a salon that I went to in high school. And then she opened her own nail salon when I was in high school. And yeah, so I feel like I grew up in it isn't right because it wasn't until really like middle school, high school. But I always liked it, but I was not necessarily like good at it or trying to do it myself. Like my best friend was the one that would braid our hair for sports, and she was the one blowing her hair out with a round brush in the morning before high school, not me. At all. So I grew up knowing that I wanted to go to Christian College. My dad was a sound engineer and owned his own audio company and did sound for an organization called Christ in Youth. And so my summers, every summer as a kid, they were there. They were at this, like my dad traveled for what, 2 months, I think, of the summer. And so for 2 months of the summer, I was basically at church camp. Like every summer of my, like let that sink in. Every summer from the time that I was like in kindergarten through my senior year of high school, I spent the entire summer at church camp. So needless to say, I knew I wanted to go to Bible college. So I did, and after freshman year of college, I went to a really tiny Christian school. Like there were 375 students at this school. And so your options are limited on what you can study. And as a female at this teeny tiny school, I could either be a teacher, a music minister, a counselor. Anyways, I also knew I really thought I wanted to be a child psychologist. So freshman year, I go to this teeny tiny Christian college and I start to do some research on what it would look like if I had a career as a child psychologist. I interviewed counselors that I knew and psychologists that I knew, and ultimately I came to the decision or the conclusion that I would not be able to leave work at work. Somehow in my 18-year-old brain, I knew that I would like carry it with me too much. In hindsight, I definitely would have because I dream about hair and I wake up thinking about your hair and all I see is hair. And so I feel like hindsight, smart choice, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So I decide that summer, so it's summer, I go home for the summer, and I can remember this conversation like it was yesterday. I can close my eyes and I can see the whole scene. I was laying on the couch talking to my mom, and I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know what I want to study. What should I do? Blah, blah, blah. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go back to the same school because it was like a really tiny Christian college. I had a curfew. I didn't have a curfew in high school. I had a curfew when I went to college. So my mom said, "You ought to go to hair school." And I thought, okay. So my dad was away working, and I called him and I basically like begged him to say yes, I could go to cosmetology school because he had just paid a year's tuition of private Christian school, and cosmetology school was close to the same amount. So, well, I think maybe close to the same amount for a semester. Either way, it was going to be another like chunk of money, and I knew I wanted to go back to college after because I knew going into cosmetology school that I wanted to go back to college when I was done, just because I was 19 when all of this was going on, and all of my friends were still in school, and I wasn't ready to just like start going to work. What was I saying? Okay, so oh yeah, so I called my dad and I begged my dad to let me go. And 3 weeks later, I was enrolled and it was happening. And as soon as I started, I immediately knew I was into it. I immediately knew I loved it, but I absolutely hated cosmetology school. I hated it. Now, keep in mind, the cosmetology school was the first like school that I went to that wasn't, the prep school I went to for elementary school or the Christian school I went to for middle school and high school. Cosmetology school was the first time I ever went to school with like people that weren't just like me, that didn't look like me or maybe have the same beliefs as me. Like it was the first time that there was ever any diversity in my life whatsoever. And it scared the shit out of me. I loved that part, even though it scared me. But I hated school. I was like, I had a quote unquote very serious boyfriend that lived an hour and a half away. And I was 19, so I was just like angsty. Anyways, so I say all of that to, I'm telling you that because I decided that I wanted to go through school as quickly as I possibly could. So I finished cosmetology school in 6 months, actually. I went to school from 8:30 in the morning to 9:30 at night, Monday through Thursday. Then I would go to school from 8:30 in the morning to 3 p.m. on Friday. I would drive to Sebring, Florida, where I would stay there until Monday morning at 6 a.m. when I would drive back to St. Pete and do the whole thing over again. Oh my gosh, you guys. My mom is like the sole reason I survived. She would make my lunch. She would make sure I woke up. I mean, she would just like, I think I cried. Gosh, I should ask her. I feel like I cried every day of cosmetology school, but that might be a stretch. But I'm gonna fact check this and find out if it was in fact every day, because I think it might have been. Anyways, that was a very long-winded like journey to cosmetology school, but I was enjoying telling it. So I graduated 2 days before Christmas in 2004. So I'm coming up on 14 years of out of cosmetology school, which is crazy. I feel like in some ways I've been doing hair forever, and in some ways I'm like, how am I old enough to have been doing my career for 14 years? That just feels insane. So I graduate from cosmetology school. Guess what I did to celebrate my graduation? Wait for it. We went to Cracker Barrel. I'm not kidding. We met that boyfriend's family. They lived in Sebring. We lived in St. Pete. We literally met them at a Cracker Barrel that was like off the interstate. Oh my gosh. Oh, my hands, my head is in my hands. I wish you could see me. So funny. So after my Cracker Barrel celebration, I decided that I wanted to go back to the community college or the community college, what? The Christian college. I think the diversity, I honestly think the diversity like freaked me out, and I just wanted to like see, like I felt like I like all of a sudden was like, oh, maybe I do want to go to the Christian college. 'Cause I was like, maybe this is just what I'm looking back now, feel like that's what it was. So I go back to the Christian college. And I immediately am like, oh yeah, nope, that was better. Get me out of here. I'm officially done. So then I moved to Sebring because I am 19 and my boyfriend lives there. And Sebring is like really tiny. So I moved to Sebring. I'm going to go through this part quick. I moved to Sebring. We quickly break up. I think we broke up 2 months after I moved to Sebring. But I'm stubborn and I was like, well, I'm here now, so I'm sticking it out. So my first job in a salon ever was in Sebring, Florida, in a spa that was an old motel. So every room was like every part of the salon basically had its own room. Like it was literally the salon and spa was like broken up into the little rooms. It's kind of weird, but like kind of cool. And so in my very first job ever as a cosmetologist, I did everything. I gave someone a Brazilian wax. I did manicures. I did pedicures. I did assist at an Aveda salon actually that semester that I went to the Christian College right out of cosmetology school. I did assist at an Aveda salon down the street from there. Okay, so then back to Sebring. So so I did all of it. And then I was like, oh my God. And I have to tell you a funny story, because at that salon, I was doing my best friend's hair and I took her foils out too soon. And I basically had to foil her again because they were like orange. She was freaking out. My boss was like, just give her wine. Oh my gosh, Mallory, do you remember that? So that was my first job ever. That was also the first place I ever went blonde, because right after we broke up, I of course had to make my hair blonde and cut it off. So that happened. Then I moved back to St. Pete. Then ultimately I end up in Tallahassee, Florida, because I ended up needing to leave Sebring because I'm like, what am I doing here? This is crazy. And then I go back home to try to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And I was like, okay, Shirley, you need to go somewhere where you can finish your degree in one place. And I had my best friend was at Florida State. So I was like, I had been to Tallahassee, you know, to see them and hang out and whatever. And I always thought it was beautiful. So, and I knew because of cosmetology school that my friends were going to graduate before me. So I needed to go somewhere that I would be happy once my friends potentially were gone. So I moved to Tallahassee and that changed the course of my life forever, basically. The end. No. I moved to Tallahassee, started going to Florida State, and I got a job at Green Peridot. Green Peridot then became Dream State and is actually now 850 Salon. But I'm going to refer to it as Green Peridot because that's what it was when I started. So I got a job at Green Peridot, and by this point, it's 2007. So I've been doing hair for 3 years, but not consistently because of all the like moving around and whatnot. So I've been licensed for 3 years, but I haven't been really like active. So when I start at Green Peridot, I start assisting. And is that true? Yes. And I ended up working there for the 6 years before I moved to New York. And that is the first time. So I'd already been doing hair for 3 years at this point, and I liked it and I was good at it, but I had not had any, like, I hadn't found the passion for it yet. Like, I definitely was just sort of, like, doing it, but I wasn't, like, crazy about it. When I started working at Green Peridot, that was my first time using Aveda, aside from that one job I had assisting right out of cosmetology school. So this was my first time using Aveda color and Aveda products, and it seriously changed the game for me. Like, all of a sudden, the products were, like, I felt like for the first time I found products that I felt passionate about and that I felt like I aligned with what the brand had, you know, like what their mission and vision was. Like, and it was the first time I felt like a product line did the things it said it was going to do. It was the first time that, you know, my skin started to be good and, you know, all these things. And color made sense in a way that it had never made sense before, because Aveda color is broken down and you have to make it yourself, basically. But then all of a sudden, I felt like because of that, I understood hair color so much better. Yeah, it was crazy. So worked there. But it's funny because even though I'd been doing hair for 3 years and I had had some education, like I had taken some classes, but I never at that point had had like a mentor or like a teacher. And Katie Wright, gosh, she taught me so much. Like, I can just think back to like so many breakthroughs happened at Dream State. It's crazy. There was the time that Katie had to literally come over and finish this angled bob for me because I just froze. I like didn't know what to do next and I just froze. And so she came over and she finished it and step by step, like told me everything she was doing. And, you know, now that's one of my favorite haircuts to do. And I can close my eyes and see myself in that moment too. Like I can see the salon, I can see the station we're at, like I can see Katie cutting that haircut. And that moment that she showed me how to do that haircut totally changed the game. Another major thing that happened at Dream State was there was a time when it took me 2.5 hours to put in a half head of foils. Let me put that in perspective for you non-hairstylists, because every hairstylist out there just, you know, pick your job off the floor. To put it in perspective for you non-hairstylists, it should take you like 45 minutes to put in a half head. 2.5 hours it took me. And then one day, I just like, I remember Adam and Kate, or I don't remember if it was Adam, but I remember being like talked to about it. And then all of a sudden, I remember having that like breakthrough. And then I got like fast. It's crazy. Another thing that happened at Green Peridot. I kind of go back and forth between Green Peridot and Dream State, just in general, actually, all the time when I talk about it. This story, oh my gosh, I shouldn't even tell you this story. Actually, no, of course I can tell you the story. I was probably 23 when it happened, so this was probably 10 years ago, so it's fine. Oh my gosh, I keep in mind when I started at Green Peridot, I was still in college. And I did assist, but for a very short amount of time. I think I assisted for less than 6 months, honestly. I can't remember exactly. But I say that to say I was doing hair full time before I was done, like at Green Peridot, before I was done with college. So I had this full time job, full time school load, full time social life. Oh my gosh, I was a disaster. I almost got fired from Green Peridot. As a matter of fact, oh wait, now that I started to tell you that story, I need to go back and tell you what I was going to tell you. And then I got distracted, which is going to make telling you the story, that story, the almost getting fired story, even funnier. Okay, so I'm going to go, I'm pausing the almost getting fired story and going back to the original story that you are going to judge me for. But I was like 23, juggling all of those things. And there was one day I was so hungover and I'm doing someone's hair and I tell her, oh, I just need to excuse myself and blow my nose. But really I went into the bathroom and vomited. Pretty sure I never did her hair again. I have no idea what I was even doing to her hair. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know. So, and yeah, so I was just a freaking hot mess. And they totally almost fired me because I was late all the time, like late, late. Like, I'm not talking like 20 minutes late. I'm talking, I was like 2.5 hours late one day, and one of the senior stylists had to take my client from me, like oversleeping like crazy, just like a complete disaster. And they took me in the hallway and they were firing me. And I begged for my job. And they saw a reason to keep me. And then I had this new like fire under my ass. And that salon totally changed the trajectory. Oh my gosh, why can't I say that word? I'm not even gonna try it for a third time. You get it. It changed the course of my path and life for sure. I feel like those are probably the best bullet points of my time there. And oh yeah, going back, okay, I'm gonna jump back to something I was talking about in the beginning, because I have to tell you this reoccurring or this nightmare dream this nightmare work dream I had one time. Going back to how I was telling you guys, I originally, when I was in like high school, thought I wanted to be a child psychologist, and how I decided that I wouldn't have been able to leave work at work, and how it's true because I can't even leave hair at work. I have this like reoccurring dream that I can't stop foiling. Like I'm doing a height, like I'm foiling someone's hair and I can't finish. Like I just keep going and going and going. But this one particular dream, and I don't really dream that much, and I don't remember them really. Like they're very few and far between. And this is the only dream that's ever stuck with me. Like I remember it so well. Someone's probably gonna analyze it and tell me something crazy about myself, but I don't care. So in this dream, we were specifically at Adam and Katie's house, a big group of us. It was a Sunday, specifically a Sunday, and everyone was going to brunch at Cabo's. Everyone in Tallahassee will know what I'm talking about. And I was foiling someone's hair in Adam and Katie's living room, and I couldn't finish. And everyone went to brunch without me because I couldn't finish foiling it. And I can't even remember. I don't even think it was like I don't know whose hair I was foiling. Is that not ridiculous? Oh my gosh. So, yeah, so it's a good thing I went with hair and not child psychology. So yeah, okay. So I somewhere along the line in my time at Dream State decided I wanted to move to New York, and did some editorial commercial work. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I moved to New York. When I first got here, I did some editorial and commercial work. So I freelanced and I saw private clients in their homes to do cuts and colors. And I'll talk about that as a whole topic for a whole other day. I'll tell you all about what that journey was like and kind of what my business and stuff looked like. Yeah, we'll do a whole episode on that. But ultimately, I found my way back to Aveda Salon because for a lot of reasons, but I was getting really burnt out. Freelancing, it's super not stable. I know there's a better way to say that, but I'm getting tired. It was totally like I needed stability. I really missed Aveda color. I missed the proper sink and chair, and I missed being around other hairstylists. And yeah, Aveda, honestly, I love Aveda hair color, and that played a huge part in why I went back to a salon. I tell people all the time that, you know, I don't love Aveda because I work in an Aveda salon. I work at an Aveda salon because I love Aveda. So, all right. So that was like the early days of my hair career and some of the major bullet points and fun facts about my journey. We'll totally do a whole episode on my freelance time, just because that'll be kind of fun for me to share with you. And yeah, we're going to, at the end of the month, I'm going to talk to one of my friends, Emily, that I worked with the whole time I was at Dream State, and she actually still works there now. And we're going to talk at the end of the month about, you know, about being a hairstylist and about what this career looks like, because it's way harder, I think, than it might appear. And there are so many pros, and there are of course cons, just like with anything. But I think that being a hairstylist is a really interesting career. And I think we have a pretty interesting perspective too. And it'll be fun to talk to Emily. I haven't talked to her in a while, actually. Like talked. We've been texting a lot more lately, which has been really fun. Getting kind of back in touch with her more. And so I'm excited that she's going to come on the podcast. So this is just the start of talking about hair, but I thought it would be fun to give you a little bit of the backstory. All right, you guys, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed and wake up and do some hair tomorrow. I hope you guys have a really great week. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Bye.